Welcome. This is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of the Heaven Bound podcast. Jumpstart number 1636, written July 1st, 2016. 1 Timothy 6, verse 4. He is conceited and understands nothing, but he has a morbid interest in controversial questions and disputes about words, of which arise envy, strife, abusive language, evil suspicions. Our passage today takes us to the sewer of attitudes. The words are not kind nor healthy. Here we find morbid, controversial questions, abusive language, strife, and suspicions. These are all connected and characteristic of one who does not abide in the doctrine of Christ. He's going a different direction. He didn't agree with what was taught by Paul. However, that's not enough. He's arguing about words. He is mean in spirit. He is troublesome. He is not an outsider, but someone on the inside who ought to know better. I have run into some of these before. The guy who loves to stir things up in class. He's interested in controversial questions. He likes to shake things up. He's an outside-the-box thinker. He doesn't know what's inside the box, but he definitely spends most of his time creating messes and stirring the pot. Some preachers are like this. They forget that the word gospel means good news. They love to spread bad news. Some of them are really good at it. The one expression that caught my attention is evil suspicions. This is nothing more than thinking the worst of a situation and a person. It's reading things into a matter that may not be there at all. For some reason, human nature tends to take us there. We tend to think the worst before we think the best. We hear a story, and immediately, before everything is known, the worst is assumed. Why do we do that? Sometimes we load the cannons and are ready to go off to war when there really isn't a problem at all. Our minds took us there. We thought the worst. Innocent until proven guilty doesn't happen much in the church. The guy must prove himself innocent before we will believe him. Thinking evil of someone, thinking that they are up to no good, thinking that their motives are impure and not Christ-like. Evil suspicion leads to false judging. There's a time and a place for judging, but never false judging. We don't judge a book by its cover. I've learned that the expensive way. I bought books that had cool titles. They were real duds. I passed over books with covers and titles that seemed boring, only to find out later that they were really great. The same goes for people. A guy with a shirt tail hanging out, looking sloppy, and we assume he can't put the right shoe on the right foot. To our amazement, he's not only smart, but he's strong spiritually. We assume the worst. We can think the worst about many things. The preacher announces that his topic is on giving, and immediately the first thought that crosses our brain is he's wanting a raise. Why do we think that way? An old guy gets up to lead singing, and before he opens his mouth, we just know that the song is going to be slow, slow, slow. To our amazement, it's not. Why did we assume that? One of the elders at the church grabs us on the way out and says to us he'd like to come by this week and talk. Immediately, we panic. We think, what have I done wrong? All he wants to do is get to know you better and to see how he can help you be stronger in the Lord. Nothing bad, nothing wrong, nothing to worry about. Why do we think the worst? Past experiences with some people may be the reason we think this way. You hear from only some people when they want something. So they call and you know that they need something. It's easy to assume that everyone is like that, but they're not. It can be assumed that all doctors overcharge, but they don't. It can be assumed that all car dealers will rip you off, but not all of them do. One can assume that all attorneys are dishonest, but they are not. Generalizing often makes us guilty of thinking the worst. Prejudice and fear feeds those suspicious thoughts. We see on the news that some young black men are rioting. We can assume that all black men are like that. How wrong that is. They're not. We find some of the most incredible Christians are young black men. Generalizing about teenagers, generalizing about college kids, we can make the mistake that all people are the same. My last name is of German origin. Occasionally someone will refer to the German in me. The problem is my family has been in America for more than 300 years. The spelling of our name has changed. There isn't much German in us at all. To say, well, you know how Germans are, assuming, suspicious. So how do we stop thinking the worst about others? How do we put the brakes on assuming things without the facts? How do we keep from going negative on each other? You have to work at it. You have to divorce yourself from the culture that we live in. You have to walk with Christ. considered Jesus who touched lepers, went to the home of a tax collector, and chose a tax collector as one of his 12. We find him speaking to a woman at the well in Samaria. We find him not being governed by the social norms of his time. Jesus, who did right, and thought the best of others. He won the best out of others. He never gave up on others. It helps applying the golden rule. Do you remember that? How would you want folks to treat you and think about you? What would you want others to be saying about you? Would you like other folks to talk about you without the facts? Would you like to be tried and executed without being given a chance to say what really happened? Things may look bad, but they're not always the way that they are. It helps believing that someone loves the Lord and wants to do what's right. Look at the person's track record. Have they gone from one suspicious mess to another, or is this out of the ordinary? Be patient with people. It helps allowing God to be God. There are situations in which I never know what happened. But guess what? I don't need to know. It wasn't my place. Curiosity can lead to suspicion. That in turn can lead to thinking the worst. I don't have to have an opinion on everything that happens. I don't have to get involved. My grandma used to say, mind your own beeswax. I never did understand what that expression meant other than don't put your nose where it doesn't belong. Mind your own business. If I pointed a spiritual radar gun at myself as much as I do others, my life would probably be closer to the Lord. We give ourselves a pass on things while at the same time we're ready to execute the other person for the same crime. Look at yourself in a common theme of the New Testament. We are fast to judge others but slow at changing ourselves. Maybe we ought to just pour more attention into ourselves. When wrong is done, there are proper channels and ways to deal with that. But let's not be so quick to go there until we know that wrong has been done. We are a touchy society. We look the wrong way and someone is upset. Someone is always upset. You say the wrong thing. You say the right thing, but the wrong way, and some people still are upset. They don't mean to be, but they just are. It's enough anymore just to stay at home. But we can't do that, and we must not do that. We do not try to offend others, but some will be offended no matter what you do. They are looking to be offended. We can go out of our way to try to make things right. Thinking the worst. Do you do that? Does that make you happy? Does that make you feel better? Maybe it's time to get out of the jury box, and instead of finding guilt with everyone we encounter, we try to help folks. People make mistakes. People sin. People need Jesus. We can point our fingers or we can help them. Two of Jesus' disciples wanted the Lord to allow them to call down fire from heaven and burn up some people. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Jesus being party to killing people that disagreed with him? Yet today there are many people who are still calling for fire from heaven. Let's put down the matches and extend our hands in love, kindness, forgiveness, and help. Isn't it time that we started acting more like Jesus? Don't think the worst. It will bring the worst out of you. Thank you so much for listening.